This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Thao Nguyen. First name is Thao, T-H-A-O, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Date of birth 5/22/1996. This letter is being written to Dr. Tung Nguyen. First name is Tung, T-U-N-G, last name Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Address 621 Tully Road, Suite A105, San Jose, California, 95111. Telephone number 408-279-2988. Fax number 408-279-2981. Dear Dr. Tung Nguyen, T-U-N-G, last name Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Thank you for asking me to see this 25-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Thao has history of minor asthma manifested by coughing and wheezing with occasional shortness of breath, period. This is usually from, she has taken albuterol inhaler and occasionally Singulair with definite benefit, period. There is no history of any hospitalization or emergency room visit for asthma attacks, period. Number two, she has history of minor itchy, minor history of minor watery, history of minor allergies manifesting as rhinitis and redness of eyes, for which Allegra is generally quite effective, period. Number three, there is history of minor scaly itchy rash in her neck, for which she has taken some medications with the with some benefit, period. Clinically, it is a minor itchy rash in her neck area, and I believe this is quite consistent with the diagnosis of atopic dermatitis, period. She had some lab work done 2 years ago, which I was able to review, and it does not have any unusual unusual in this lab work consistent with any allergic disease process, period. She had some allergy testing done, RAS testing done in November of 2020, and results are as follows. Total IgE 55, which is normal. RAS testing revealed minor positive reaction to sesame seed and one component of milk, also few trees and grasses. Most of the allergies were pretty much in minor to moderate level, period. She did not demonstrate any significant positive reaction to nuts or seafoods, period. Clinically, she does not give any history of obvious food anaphylaxis manifested by coughing, wheezing, angioedema, shortness of breath, or diffuse urticaria, period. All her life, she's able to eat just about everything, although recently she thinks she may have some abdominal pain or occasional itching with milk and sesame seed, period. However, there is no history of any anaphylaxis, period. As of recently in March, or first week of March, she had history of hives and some minor angioedema, and it may have been due to, no etiology was discovered, period. She was treated with Benadryl and steroids, and that generally resulted in significant improvement, period. I was able to view some cell phone pictures, and she does have significant urticaria and some and minor dermatitis around her lips, period. There is no history of any common cold or insect bite or anything to suggest or ingestion of any medications to suggest this particular incidence of hives, period. There's no wheezing along with this episode of hives, period. examination on 3/23 revealed a very pleasant 25-year-old who had minor nasal congestion with an itchy scaly rash on her neck, consistent with diagnosis of atopic dermatitis, period. New paragraph. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. My clinical diagnosis is as follows. Number one, allergic rhinitis. Minor is mild to moderate. Number two, mild atopic dermatitis. Number three, minor history of asthma. And number four, recent episode of urticaria and angioedema without any obvious etiology, period. Skin testing, new paragraph, skin testing revealed a moderate reaction to grasses and small reaction to some trees. There were no positive reaction to any foods, period. Interestingly, she may have eaten some, she may have taken some Allegra, and that could have blunted the tests, period. We may have to repeat the skin testing if she continues, she has more episodes of hives or angioedema without any obvious reason, period. My final diagnosis, number one, mild atopic dermatitis, number two, mild allergic rhinitis, number three, mild intermittent asthma, period, number four, recent episode of hives and angioedema, no significant etiology, although I have recommended that she should stay away from sesame seed or any other product that results in any obvious symptoms within a few hours, period. Certainly, I would be able to do more workup and perhaps do more testing if required, period. My recommendations are as follows. Number one, stay away from sesame seed or any other food that might be causing acute symptoms. Number two, Allegra 180 milligram once daily if needed for allergy symptoms. Number three, Kenalog cream for rashes. Number four, singular 10 milligram daily for wheezing and allergies if needed. Number five, Ventolin inhaler, two puffs PRN QID for wheezing and coughing, period. Overall, I think she should do very well, period. If there is another episode of hives or angioedema, then I would recommend that we work her up. And perhaps repeat skin testing, period. I also recommended that she keep a diary of foods or medications, etc., eaten before the onset of hives, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Tao Nguyen.